say hello to Rockford.
Hello, roommate.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
How you feel this morning?
It's me.
Hello, this is Orson Bean.
Hello.
I'm Tony Randall.
It's me, your old friend.
And once again, it's time for music.
In a moment, you'll hear music.
Let's make music.
Let the music begin.
We're making music.
Hey, everybody. Let's play music. Let the music begin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, boys and girls.
Welcome.
Hi, my name is Ray. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh, hi, baby. Hey, what's happening? Everything all right?
I am bothered by those rats in my room.
You don't feel so good.
I am bothered by those rats in my room.
Well, hey, have you been to a doctor? Well, what did he say?
I am bothered by those rats in my room.
You got what?
The rats.
You got VD. You're kidding. Oh, great. Now what do we do?
Want to know the facts about VD? Like what it is and how to find out if you have it and what to do about it if you do? Then write Way Out for the free fold-out on VD called Don't Let It Bug You. We'll even tell you about some precautions you can take to avoid getting VD. The address? Way Out, Box 3800, Vancouver 3BC. That's Way Out, Box 3800, Vancouver 3BC.
Now listen to me, honey. I give you all the reason
still fucking up. You understand that?
You're always pulling up your dress on my look, Jack.
That's all right, just lick it. You know how to do that, don't you?
I don't want no more of your reefer.
You know how to eat ice cream?
And your pussy.
You eat ice cream?
And no, not that kind.
Chocolate? Chocolate? Just lick it? All right? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's read this. Let us hope that the horrors of evil no longer loiter on the doorsteps of your path, beckoning you into the brothel of despair, and that hereinafter you may present them with the most rigid manifestations of a firm and manly will. Ad astra per aspera. Yeah, Jack Letter. Now I want to tell you, that's right. Jack was a great influence on me, but I want to put my poem to Jack. This is the ode to Jack Kerouac, who was he remains one of my heroes. How about this? This is called let's see, maybe Ode to Jack. Yeah, Ode to Jack. All right. Four dogs went to the wilderness. Only three came back. Two dogs died from guinea worm. The other died from you, Jack Kerouac. Well, Jack was not innocent. He ran over dogs. Just think of it, man. Never mind. Okay, well, that's enough for now. And, thank you very much. And, well... Jack was an artist in every way. I admire the dog thing most of all. All right.
This record is the soundtrack for the four-reel film documentary entitled Sexual Adventures in Marriage. Copyright 1976, Pentar Books, Inc. Please play the first portion of this record before starting your projector. It contains important information and some valuable suggestions. Warning, this film series, as well as this recording, contains sexually oriented material designed for mature adults only. This material is a documentary about sex and may contain highly explicit scenes of nudity and sexual activity. If you feel that this recording and the accompanying film may offend you, please refrain from viewing the film or from listening to the rest of this recording. Note that this two-sided 33 1/3 RPM record is divided by groove spaces. These areas separate each of the four parts of the film. This recording is designed to synchronize with your projector running at 18 frames per second. Please adjust the running speed of your projector to 18 frames per second or as close to that speed as possible. Thread your projector and run it until you see the words, "This is a sound film." At this point, stop your projector and place the stylus of your phonograph into the appropriate groove for the reel you would like to project. The first groove following the message you are now hearing is for reel 1. It is followed by reel 2 and so on. The record label will help you to identify the segments. After placing your phonograph needle in the proper groove, restart your projector and enjoy the effect of sound movies without the need for the special expensive equipment usually required.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
You sure you're old enough, Sonny?
Why can't I have a candy bar?
sure you're old enough, Sonny?
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Sure you're old enough, Sonny?
Candy bar.
Sure, you're old enough, Sonny.
Why can't I have a candy bar? Candy bar.
I get off at 2 a.m.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Ladies and gentlemen, the swinging barmaids. They are girls looking for action.
You sure you're old enough, Sonny?
They are girls getting in trouble.
Watch your head, you pervert!
The service is always fast.
Come on, girls. The guys are waiting.
And their customers come first. See the kinky fantasies of the good time guys trying to find the good time girls. What they do after hours is their business.
I get off at 2 a.m.
See the swinging barmaids. Four beautiful girls living life to its fullest. These girls don't ask for trouble, they attract it.
No, Tom, don't. Please, not here.
But what they really want is love. Will you give it to them? The Swinging Barmaids, rated R.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Thank you.
You know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this.
Selection 13, Postal Workers Canceling Stamps at the University of Ghana Post Office.
If only it was so simple.
What happened to boob the beauty that lotto? 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 What happened to boob the beauty that
A dangerous female, so watch out.
feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? Wow! I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your button? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. Wow! I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
You've been listening to The Millionaire's Not Safe for Working Holiday, a one-off mixtape of sorts. We've heard from a wide range of artists and selections, and it wouldn't really do us much good to run through it all now, would it? If you are curious, however, please feel free to have your people get in touch with my people, and perhaps they can hash things out. As for myself, well, it has been a long time since I last broke the surface, and while it has been fun, I must be off now. The millionaire is a fickle sort, and there are myriad things under the sun that draw his attention. Until next time, then, Tweedledee, and here's Pussycat to show you out.